Why, hello there. And how are you doing today? You seem a little stressed out. What's up? Ah, I see. Well, thank you so much for working so hard. But you know, every once in a while you need to take care of yourself. You wouldn't want to make yourself sick. You deserve to relax, don't you think? Well, with that said, let's get started, shall we? Okay, let's start by getting comfortable. I will need for you to disrobe first, then find a nice, quiet place to either sit or lie down. Go ahead and adjust your position. Make yourself nice and cozy. There you go. Let's move on to breathing. We're going to take deep, slow breaths and focus on maintaining a calm heart rate. We're going to breathe together, okay? Okay, now let's breathe in and out. One more time together. Breathe in and out. Let me hear you do it yourself. Good. One more time. Breathe in and out. Excellent. Now, what I want you to do is to think about your right hand. Locate where it is on your body and feel whatever is underneath it. Maybe it's soft plush sheets or a couch cushion. But I want you to notice the way that your hand feels its surroundings, the textures and temperatures and shapes of things. You can move your fingers to grasp at things if you want to. Let's move your left hand. In your mind, find it where it is on your body and use your sense of touch to feel its surroundings just as you did with your right hand. Good. Well done. For this session, I want you to be acutely aware of your sense of touch. Think about the way that things feel and what about them is most pleasurable to you. Think about it and then focus. Try to isolate that feeling of pleasure. You're doing very well. Now I want for you to lift both of your hands and gently touch your core. Run them up towards your chest. You may wish to caress your nipples whilst you're there, and that's perfectly fine. Use your fingertips or your nails if you so desire, and focus on the way that your hands feel against them. Think about how sensitive they feel, but if not, just focus on your sense of touch and how the skin of your fingers is comparatively a little rougher than that of your chest. Now, let's think about your breathing. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. Well done. Now, we're going to make our way up. Move your hands up for each to caress your neck. Feel how warm your hands are against the skin there. You can apply a little pressure and massage your neck if you'd like, but let's not forget your hands. Think of each hand and how the soft skin feels underneath it. Perhaps you have a little hair or stubble here. Run your fingers through it and take note of the way it feels. Remember your breathing and focus on the expansion and compression as you breathe in and out. We're going to make our way down your body now. If you wish, you may apply a slight pressure and massage the stress out of your tired muscles along the way. Let's go slowly and take note of everything we encounter on our way down. Feel your fingers graze down your neck to meet the soft hills that make up your collarbone. Now we come back to your chest and slowly follow the slight curve of your ribcage. Pay attention to the gentle rise and fall with each breath. Imagine the air entering your airway, flowing down your throat and filling your lungs. and then being pushed out slowly back up your airway and into your surroundings. Let's try our breathing again. Breathe in and out. Good. Now we fall further to meet your core, and here your internal organs are snugly and securely packaged within. Run your hands down along your stomach and then bring them back up a little to make circles along your sides. Think about how warm your hands feel on your skin there. Think about how your stomach swells a little with each breath. Now we go further. But at this point, your hands must depart from each other. Let your right hand sink down to your right thigh and your left hand to your left thigh. That's right. Let your hands wander just past your hips and onto each thigh. Keep applying pressure and rubbing in those little circles. How does that feel? Think about it. Think about the warmth of your hands. Maybe you're also using your nails to scratch just slightly, just enough to send a little tingle through your body. We're going to come back up now. You may use your nails or your fingertips if you want, but run them along your thigh as your hands ascend and stop just beneath your stomach. For this next exercise, you will eventually need to lubricate your hands, but not just yet. For right now, position your hands at your pubic bone. We will assume that you are not yet erect at this point. Use both hands to caress the space around, but without actually touching your cock. Go slowly. If you have hair there, go ahead and run your fingers through it. Come up and touch each side of your pelvis before coming back down. Go a little lower now and caress your balls. Just touch them lightly with your fingertips. Make little circles or stroke the skin back and forth. Now, I'd like for you to cup them firmly. Run your thumb along them. Massage them gently. How does that feel? Very good. You're doing a wonderful job. Focus on the way your body feels right now. Can you feel that stress just washing away, retreating like the tide? I'd like for you to release your grasp on your balls now. Take one finger and just slowly run it up the centre of your testicles. Make little circles and focus on that tingly feeling. Now take that same finger and run it in a continuous line up the centre of your balls and up the centre of your cock. Bring that finger up through your pubic hair and let it join your hands and caress each thigh once again. Now you will need to be lubricated. Use the lubricant of your choice and then return your hands to your pubic area. With your dominant hand, run your wet fingertips down the centre of your dick and to the head. Now use one of those fingers to make slow little circles around your urethra. The head of your penis is very sensitive. It's full of tiny little nerve endings that are all there for the purpose of sending waves of pleasure throughout your body. I want for you to pay close attention to this part of you right now. Expand the circle you're making with your finger and coat the edge of your head with the lubricant. Imagine that the warmth of your finger is flowing into your head and making its way up your shaft to radiate all over your body, then exit when you inhale. Let's breathe. Breathe in and out. Take your dominant hand now and use your fingertips to make your way back up your shaft. Good. Good. Now I want for you to take your cock into that hand. Hold it firmly but not too tight. Now move that hand up your shaft. And as it leaves, replace it with your other hand. Now move your non-dominant hand up your cock again and replace it with your dominant hand. This will create a long, continuous stroke. I want for you to continue to caress yourself like that. Coat your entire dick in lubricant. Don't let that warm feeling of your hands go. Let it continue as each hand replaces the other. Remember to be mindful of your breathing. It's okay if you begin to breathe faster. Just feel. Feel your heart rate increasing. Feel the slow moving pressure of your hands around your shaft. Feel each hand grasp the head before being replaced by the other. Now that you are sufficiently lubed up, stop both of your hands. I want for you to take your non-dominant hand and run it along the side of your penis and the upper part of your thigh to meet your balls. Run your fingers along them, perhaps in circles. You may use more than just your fingertips now. Slowly, keep caressing with your fingers until your hand is cupping your balls. Now give them a firm little squeeze and run your thumb along them. Show them some much needed attention. The next thing I want for you to do is to reach up with your dominant hand to the tip of your penis and grasp it firmly. Use your thumb to make slow circles around the hole at the top. Good. Very good. Now begin to stroke your cock slowly with your dominant hand, but only the tip. Only stroke the tip. Use your thumb and first few fingers to pump the head gently. You're doing so well. Squeeze it just a little more as you stroke upward, and then release slightly as you stroke down. Continue to do that slowly, rhythmically. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Feel your non-dominant hand still grasping your balls as you stroke. Relax. Now on this last pump, run your dominant hand all the way down the shaft. As you come back up, let your other fingers join in and wrap around your dick. We're going to begin stroking now in earnest, but as always, we start slowly. Close your eyes. Focus on the slow movements of your hand up and down your cock. Feel any leftover stress or tension dissolve away as you massage your cock. Try turning your hand around the circumference of your cock as you come up and in the opposite direction as you come down. Feel the pleasure radiate from your genitals and caress the soft tissue of your stomach. Match the rhythm of your heartbeat in your ribcage. Vibrate with each breath in your neck. And fill your head with its heat before exiting through your mouth on an exhale. Feel the pleasure radiate down over your thighs, continue down your legs before exiting your body through the soles of your feet. Keep on pumping, milking the stress out of your body. Let's try stroking faster now. Try to match the pace of your heartbeat as it speeds up. With your other hand, gently massage your balls beneath your shaft, but keep that dominant hand going. Imagine your penis slowly swelling with blood, your balls filling with sperm. Imagine the pleasurable feeling of being so very full, but also aching for release. You will get your release soon enough. You only need to keep stroking. Let your hand go up and down, up and down. And down. Focus on those waves of pleasure coursing through your veins. Focus on that tight feeling of fullness. Think about what a relief, how satisfying that release will be. Keep going. You're doing a fantastic job. You're almost there. Feel the tingling feeling growing more overwhelming and hard to control. There it is. There you go. Isn't it an amazing feeling? Now, it's time for the release. Touch yourself as quickly now as you need to. Let the sensations overtake you now. Let it override your senses and take control of your body. Let it push you over the edge. Let your body react as it may, as it needs to. Now is the time for you to come. Your body needs to come. Allow your body to come. Good. Good job. Very well done. Don't you feel so relaxed now? You look absolutely satisfied, but we're not quite done just yet. I want you to take your hands off your genitals now and run them along your hips until they reach the surface beneath you. I want you to feel your body sinking into your bed or couch, your eyelids becoming heavy, and your breathing returning to normal. In our final exercise, I want for you to breathe with me now. Breathe in and out. In and out. One last time. Breathe in and out. Excellent. This concludes our session.